Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio right now with my guest for the morning interview. I'd like to welcome Debbie Brinsfield to the studio this morning. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Brooke. It's so good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Debbie, you're here to talk a little bit about the Salvation Army and in particular about an event happening this weekend. So maybe let's start with that. What's going on this weekend?
Well, it's very exciting. Greg Dahl from AC Lakeside called me the other day and said, we are having a customer appreciation day on Saturday, September 1st from 11 to 2. We would like for you to come and have a fundraiser, and we will donate hot dogs, hamburgers, soda, chips, water, everything you need to sell hot dogs and hamburgers. All you have to do is grill it out and serve it and take in the money, and the proceeds can go to Salvation Army. And he said, I'm sorry, it's very last minute. And I was like, this is wonderful. We're sick of, we'll throw it together. Thank you so much.
That's right. That's
so
fantastic.
We're very excited because we always need help in the food pantry and keeping our food stocks built up because we are tripling what we used to serve people back in 2007 when I started the soup kitchen.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So this fundraiser is the money is going to go towards the food bank.
The food bank. Uh-huh.
And the food bank supports a couple of different programs through the Salvation Army. Tell us about those.
Right. In our food bank, we have something called pantry food where you can come in once a month and receive groceries. And the pantry food is donated by the community at large. And thank you, Sitka. And it's also donated by C-Mart, Lakeside, and Market Center. So what happens is you come in and we give you a food box. Then we have a program called USDA Commodities. That is a government program. And you sign up for that, and you come only once a month. And if you're $22,000 for your family income or lower, you qualify. And like right now, we have frozen chicken breasts, which we've never had. I've been there since 2004. We've never had that. And that's a wonderful thing. Usually, this is it back in the old days when you used to get butter and cheese.
Right.
So our food bank is one of our number one programs there. And like yesterday, I made 22 food boxes.
Wow. So can, if I understand correctly, the USD programs, the government-funded one is just once a month, but the other aspect
is it's
bank,
once a month.
They're
it's
both.
Once a month.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But for the food bank that's run by the Salvation Army, anyone could come by and fill out a form and see
right.
about getting food?
Exactly, because we're so aware that it's so tough to live in Sitka. I'm a single mom, and I understand that a lot of families are working two, maybe three jobs. And what we all basically say when we're running into each other at the grocery stores is, we just paid our bills, and holy cow, it's all going to C-Mart and Lakeside. And after that, you know, there's not, we have so many wonderful things to do in this town. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of families, even though the prices of concerts and stuff is really a wonderful price at only 15 compared to 50 in the lower 48.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, their budgets are too tight, so they're not able to get out and socialize like they would need to.
Mm-hmm. So we're with their quality of life.
Right,
like.
Right. We're mm-hmm. really happy to have this opportunity to give to the public and help people because there's no greater place to live than Sitka, and the people are just wonderful and amazing, as you know that, Brooke.
I agree. But there, so the food bank does more, though, than just these two large projects of giving people food. There's also the soup kitchen. Can you tell us about that, Debbie?
Right. The soup kitchen, I started it in 2007. I was a social services director, and we had three gentlemen camping out in the woods. So the Corps officers and I at the time, the DeGroots, we talked about, like, we would make them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to take back in the woods. And so we talked about a soup kitchen, but they said it'll fall on your shoulders because the Corps officers, people don't know, are the hardest working people in the world. And they have so much to do, so they said it would fall on your shoulders. So I actually started the soup kitchen with simple tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. And it was three people, and we probably moved up to 10 or 15 people. And then David Kitka came on board 10 years ago, and he is the master chef and the food manager. And now we have Monday and Friday, David cooks. Tuesday and Thursday, Chip cooks. And Wednesday's Taco Tuesday, Jackie cooks. So we have a full kitchen and a full array of chefs. And the really wonderful thing is now we, on Monday, we served like almost 50 people.
Wow.
So it's not just homeless people. Mm-hmm. It's people in the community that need a restaurant-style meal, that it's a free meal. There's no judgment. And people just come in and visit and hang out, drink coffee. And thank you to C-Mart. We have all those wonderful pastries and breads and things that people can sit there. If they're hungry, they can have a plate of three or four different pies and pastries before we ever serve our meal at 11:30. And we serve from 11:30 to 12:30. Okay. So my hat off to Chip and David and Jackie. They are wonderful people, and they keep our food, I mean, our soup kitchen going. Mm-hmm. And I do dishes, and I work in the soup kitchen as often as I can, but usually I'm in social services.
So tell us a little bit more about, we were chatting before we came on air, talking about the soup kitchen and the fact that you kind of started it on your own. It was a solo project, one-person project, and now you've got three different chefs. And my understanding is that everything the Salvation Army does as far as the food bank and these projects through the food bank, it's all volunteer run?
We're all volunteers, and the volunteers that are there, most of them I've trained. And I stepped away for 4 years when my son got older and needed to be with a lot of rowdy teens. So I stepped away for 4 years, and it's so wonderful to come back. I came back last year. The new officers asked me to come back and be Corps Sergeant Major again. And to see this team still working, being at the top of their game, giving, and the new officers are always amazed because they're used to having employees and large corps. They come to Sitka, they love the people, they love the city, and then they love this little corps that is fully working and thriving every day in an all-volunteer army. And like I said, they're all at the top of their game, they're all giving people, and they all take their job very seriously, and we're very proud to have them.
That's pretty amazing, especially to think of what you just said, that, you know, on a Monday, 50 people might come and receive food, and that's being run all by volunteers.
Yeah.
And there's more than just the food bank, there's also the little store,
right?
Which is something you've also kind of had a hand in, is that right?
Yeah, the little store was just a little thrift shop back in the day. And when I moved here in 2004, I was in there visiting, and I was talking to the Corps officer at the time, Lieutenant Denise DeGroote, and I said, you know, this could be a cute little secondhand store, and if we washed all the clothes and made it clean and smell good. She loved the idea, and we turned it into what is now the little store, and it's run by Aline Henning. And I met Aline at Sheldon Jackson. We were taking classes together and recruited her as one of our volunteers. And in 2007, she stepped up to take my place and be the food manager when I went in to do social services. So she has been there ever since. They wash all the clothes. People donate from all over the community. And we have three ladies that do nothing but sort in a room and take in donations daily.
More volunteers.
And there's about 10 ladies all together that work at the little store. But Allie Henning, our purple grandma, God bless her, she runs it, and she is really incredible. So all the people that I'm talking about, we're a family. We have been together for years and years. And they're just so giving and loving. And they love what they do. And people are attracted to that. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army, we're very proud of the motto that was given us. We didn't make this up, but it says Salvation Army doing the most good.
Wow.
And we live up to that. We try to live up to that.
It sounds great. And if people want to help with giving the most, doing the most good, they can attend the cookout this Saturday. And that'll be a fundraiser for the Salvation Army.
Right, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at AC Lakeside.
Great. Thank you, Debbie, the Corps Sergeant Major for the Salvation Army, for coming in this morning and talking about the fundraiser this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Sitka. Your labor of love helping us really means a lot.
Wonderful. Good morning. Mm.